Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Gigge. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Gigge. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Gigi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gigi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreth scores. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gigi covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-0 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Bob Gigi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gigi is 0-for-1 in the game. Gigi strikes out. Landreth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gigi out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimenez moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to second for the out. Jimenez moves to third. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landreth hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Gigi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gigi is 0-for-2 in the game. Gigi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Breeding covering, for the out. Gigi moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gigi scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Billy Heft now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles too. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Hobie Landreth. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Billy Heft. John Wyatt now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.